He's not a role model to us. And as a board member, we need to have a role model.
Houghton Academy teacher Jennifer Strickland carried a folder filled with letters from about 40 of her sixth grade students. She says Palladino was considered the hot topic when they returned to class this week. She was allowed to read one of those letters.
The things he stated were sickening. Maybe we can get a new board member. I hope Mr. Palladino is no longer the holder of the position of Buffalo School Board member. He does not represent intelligent children and dignified schools, but immature men with no common sense.
Some told lawmakers they fear Palladino's remarks about the Obamas could be damaging to children. Maston District Councilmember and Chair of the Education Committee, Ulysses Wingo, allowed time for citizens to offer their remarks.
The school board will be better without you. Buffalo will be better without you. We want out of this relationship. We want you off of our school board.
Some were critical of lawmakers, asking them to take a harsher stand against Palladino. Now, the Common Council has a resolution calling for him to step down, but only the State Education Commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, has the power to remove a school board member. The public comments from the meeting will be sent to her. North District Councilmember Joseph Glombeck worries about removing an elected leader for his right to free speech.
As much as I don't think Mr. Palladino should be on the school board, I'm very, very uncomfortable with having someone remove an elected official that was voted on and elected by people anywhere across this country.
One citizen, Buffalo resident Joanna Gillespie, called on lawmakers to move away from the allure of Palladino's power as a businessman.
The city of Buffalo has been drunk on Carl Palladino's money for too long, and it's time for everyone to sober up.
Now many are appealing to Commissioner Elia by describing how Palladino's bullying is breaking the code of conduct that students are asked to maintain. Buffalo's NAACP president, Mark Blue, urges city school parents to file complaints.
The parents have to do this. If we need the parents to act right now, every parent, file that petition, submit that petition in the bullying aspect of what Carl Palladino is doing that is hampering our school board into making the right decisions that they need to make. He's causing havoc. And parents who have children in school need to file that complaint form and register that complaint.
Alonda Gethers says it's time for Palladino to offer a real apology.
If you can sign off on a document that you're holding our children captive to, then what are you saying about yourself? You do not lord over our children.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.